Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on Reformation Day, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, All Glory Be to God on High. Amen.
Thank you.
The gospel lesson appointed for Reformation Day is taken from St. John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36 as follows. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offsprings of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, "By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless. Amen." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to believe that we are justified and saved not by our own good works or self-righteousness, but by God's grace alone as a gift through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. John chapter 8, with special attention to verses 31 and 32 as follows. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do we know the truth and are we free? Yes, do you and I know the truth of the gospel and are we free from the bondage of sin, the fear of death, and the power of the devil? The words we sang together in the hymn of the day, "By grace I'm saved, grace free and boundless, my soul believe and doubt it not." Because that was precisely what Dr. Martin Luther was struggling with. in his own search to know the truth and to free himself from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Luther was so desperate to know the truth and to free himself from sin, death, and from the devil that he did not only starve himself, beat himself, but even subjected himself to self-induced pain and suffering to please and appease a very angry and jealous God, to be assured of the gift of eternal life for his salvation. As a matter of fact, Luther was being taught in the Roman Catholic Church that he needed to do good works to know the truth and to make himself free. But unfortunately, he could not find that truth and that freedom to give him the assurance of his salvation. Luther was so concerned about it that he decided to enter the monastery and become a priest in the Roman Catholic Church, instead of becoming a medical doctor, which was the wish of his parents. That's how troubled and desperate Luther was about his sin and the great need to know that he had God's unconditional love and forgiveness for his salvation. And it wasn't until Luther opened a Bible chained to a wall and he read in Latin the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verse 17, that the just shall live by faith, that he finally found the answer he was searching for so desperately. The words of St. Paul in the epistle lesson for today, in Romans chapter 3, verse 24, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And the words of Jesus in the gospel lesson for today, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It was then that Luther finally realized that everything he had learned and was being taught as a priest in the church was contrary to the Bible, the Word of God, that he was not saved by good works or his own self-righteousness to set himself free, but only through the righteousness of Jesus Christ as his Savior. So Luther had to make a very difficult decision. He could no longer serve in good conscience as a priest in the Roman Catholic Church. On the contrary, in his newfound faith in a God as righteous, he had no choice but to rebel and protest the erroneous teachings and doctrines of the Church. So he left the priesthood and published his 95 Theses against the Roman and Catholic Church in Wittenberg, Germany on October 31st, 1517. And because of his action, he was excommunicated by the church and had to flee for his life. With the help of his friends, he stayed in the castle of Wartburg, Germany, where he later translated the Bible into the German language. In the year 1529, he also wrote, "A mighty fortress is our God," in response to the persecution he experienced by the church and by the Emperor Charles V. Luther stood up at the Diet of Worms on April 18, 1521, and in the presence of the Emperor, testified, saying, "Here I stand, I cannot do otherwise, so help me God. Amen." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Do we know the truth and are we free? Yes, are you and I free from the bondage of sin, the fear of death, and from the power of the devil? And do we believe that we are justified by God's grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior? Or do we sometimes also struggle as Luther did in his search for a loving and merciful God? Do we sometimes also feel the need to please and appease a very angry and jealous God through our own good works and self-righteousness? I hope not. I hope and pray that we believe that we are justified by God's grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. The words of Dr. Martin Luther himself as he published his small catechism in the year 1529, and wrote in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we thank God for Dr. Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation, and as we believe that we are justified and saved, not by our own good works or self-righteousness, but by God's grace alone, as a gift through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We thank God today that we know the truth of the gospel, and that we are indeed free from the bondage of sin, from the fear of death, and from the power of the devil, and justified by his grace alone, through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Yes, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we believe that we are justified and saved, not by our own good works or self-righteousness, but by God's grace alone, as a gift through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. We now sing the responsive hymn, We All Believe in One True God. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. on this Reformation Day, we thank God that we know the truth of the gospel and that we are indeed free from the bondage of sin, the fear of death, and the power of the devil, and justified by His grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, as we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn by the Concordia University Irvine Choir, Thy Strong Word. Amen.